You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We got top-ranked boxing coming Friday night, highlighted by our junior welterweight main event between undefeated fighters, with the winner get a good chance at a title shot. Coverage starts 9 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Deportes, with ESPN Plus coverage beginning at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And with that, we welcome you back into our studios here. We are live at the Seaport. We are brought to you by Chase. I'm Greeny, that's Canty. We have a terrific squad put together on what is shaping up to be a very busy and in some ways very silly morning. Let's see what hour number two is destined to bring. It's time to get up with the NBA offseason, which is officially off the rails. Another superstar is suddenly on the market. Where will he land? Meanwhile, Gronk says he has spiked for the last time. Does he actually mean it? And if so, what does that mean for his BFF, Tom Brady? And then we'll tell you why LeBron's last best chance at another ring may have just disappeared right before his eyes. All that and more as we get up with you. And this hour starts right now with the enormous news from Woj late yesterday afternoon. Woj tweeting the Utah Jazz are now willing to listen to trade offers for all-star guard Donovan Mitchell. Woj then tweeted, the asking price appears to be steep, but in the wake of Utah's recent Rudy Gobert blockbuster deal to Minnesota, the Jazz are no longer simply dismissing calls on Mitchell. All that from Woj. My crew is together here. I've got Canty in our studio. I got Brian Windhorst and Nick Friedell, our NBA insiders, with us as well. Windy, fill in what we can here on the possibilities of Donovan Mitchell. We've been waiting to see if he would be next out of Utah after Rudy Gobert. Now it feels like it's headed in that direction.
Yeah, this was, you could see this coming down the road. Maybe you didn't exactly know when. And even now, Utah is kind of posturing that they're not, you know, totally decided on trading Donovan Mitchell. But, you know, they'll take your phone call with their overwhelming offer. But most people believe that Donovan Mitchell is going to be traded before next season. And so now we have a new entrant into this scenario where we've got a whole bunch of teams out there trying to put something together. And so really, right now, you got four teams that are looking to dance and a couple of players that are big-name players. So obviously, the Nets and Kevin Durant. You have Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz. DeAndre Ayton, who has been a target of the Pacers and now is sort of thrown into a little bit of limbo as they watch for this to play out. And I have to put Ben Simmons in there because Ben Simmons, he cannot play on the same team as Donovan Mitchell. So if there's a trade scenario that makes sense where we've talked about how the Nets don't have a trade offer that really has them excited and has them even sort of pulling back and sending out the signal that they may retrench and try to bring both Durant and KD back KD and Kyrie back next year. After getting Donovan Mitchell and offering it to them could change up the situation. But it's very hard, even though I can tell you how all four of those teams could work together, especially since Indiana is one of the few teams with cap space that can fill in the gaps and sort of, you know, apply some grease and make a deal go. It's hard for me to square that everybody in that situation is going to be satisfied. And at the end of the day, the Phoenix Suns have not been willing to pay a premium to get Durant, which is why we're in this spot. And so to go get Donovan Mitchell, where they're going to need a major premium to then deliver him for Durant, that's a bit of a stretch. But I have to acknowledge that this is out there and there's a construction that there could be a major deal here.
Look, and you, I like the way you put it in our first hour today. It's hard to get four people to agree on where they all want to have dinner. It's even harder to get four teams to completely reshape their entire futures at the same time in one deal. But they've got months and months to try and get it done. So, Friedell, pick it up from there. I know there's another possibility in all of this that you like. Where do you see it now with the latest on Donovan Mitchell?
I think the best fit for Mitchell Greeny is in Miami. When you watch that Heat team in the postseason, when they struggled offensively and got bogged down, it was Jimmy Butler or nothing. If you bring in Donovan Mitchell and the offensive firepower he can provide, he takes pressure off of Jimmy and he allows that offense to move all around the floor with a lot more ease. And the key to me in all of this is that you don't have to gut your team the way you would if you acquired Kevin Durant. Of course, Donovan Mitchell isn't Kevin Durant, but if you're the Heat and you feel like you are one more star away from getting over the hump and into the finals, Mitchell can be the guy potentially for a package that includes Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, a bunch of picks, whatever it takes for Miami. If you don't have to move Bam out of bio, I'm for, and I think Mitchell to the Heat with Jimmy Butler is a hell of a pairing.
So let me fill in the final piece of this jigsaw puzzle before I bring Canty in for perspective. And that is, Wendy, that right now, as Stephen A. Smith is enjoying his vacation, wherever he is screaming at the television, how about the Knicks? How about the Knicks? Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks. He's been screaming that for a year, and he wasn't even available then. So how about the Knicks, Wendy?
Well, this is the trade that is probably going to attract the most attention, primarily because we saw that Rudy Gobert got four first-round draft picks, for the Jazz, and that is going to be the Jazz's priority. They're telegraphing what they want, and the Knicks have eight available first-round draft picks to trade, including, quite frankly, their own, which are going to be viewed as more valuable, because if you trade for, if you get the picks that are from the Suns, where they're going to have Durant and Booker for the foreseeable future, that's not as exciting. You get Knicks picks, and while Donovan Mitchell should make them a better team, it doesn't make them necessarily a championship contender. So the Knicks are going to be in position here. Donovan Mitchell is from the New York area. He is the star they've been looking for at the Garden. There's connections between his agency, CAA, and Leon Rose. A lot of things line up for the Knicks to make the deal. And when you talk to league executives, to be frank with you, Greeny, some people feel that everything the Jazz are doing right now is just an effort to elicit the best offer they can get from the Knicks. And I agree that the Heat are intriguing, but as of this moment, the Heat only have two first-round picks that they're allowed to trade. They could do a side deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder that I won't bore you with, where they could get their hands on three. But the Knicks, from a draft pick standpoint, the Knicks have more to offer than anybody.
Let me make clear, when you're talking about the Utah Jazz, no one is bored. And I think that was proven out a couple of weeks ago, and it will remain that way until the end of time. All right, so Canty, you're living in this every single day on your radio show, Coast to Coast on ESPN Radio. So let's take this thing apart in your perspective on each of them. First and foremost, that four-way deal that Wendy was laying out, fascinating, but incredibly complicated. Mm-hmm. If they can't make that happen, is the Nets' best course of action, is Durant's best course of action, to run it back in Brooklyn again with KD, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, and give it a shot?
Yeah, I think so, Greeny. And here's the deal. KD and Kyrie have already expressed that they want to continue to play together. There's no other option for them to do that in 2022 other than the Brooklyn Nets. And oh, by the way, if you're Kyrie, this is an opportunity for you to change the perception of what you are around NBA circles if you stay with the organization that ultimately gave you an ultimatum this offseason. If you acquiesce to what they want, show that you can buy into a team-first agenda, then I think that changes how people look at you moving forward, and that gives you an opportunity to maximize your value and get a max contract in 2023's offseason.
Look, at the trade deadline in February, they moved James Harden for Ben Simmons because they thought that core of KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons is a championship core. They've literally never seen it through. It's never happened. So, I mean, to the idea, I understand, and Fridell, you were around that team every single day, and I understand that it is as dramatic, the drama, melodrama, whatever you want to call it, maybe the worst in NBA history. But to give it one shot feels to me like you would have to, or the whole thing would have been for naught. Go ahead, Fridell.
Greeny, here's the problem, though. They moved James Harden because James Harden knew that Kyrie wasn't going to get the shot and didn't want to deal with any of this anymore and wouldn't commit to them long term. So the idea that they moved Harden for Ben Simmons and they hoped it could work, sure. But it all ties back to Kyrie. And I understand what Chris is saying, because there's a feeling around the league that this is as motivated as Kyrie will be moving forward, because he needs another big deal in the next few years if he wants to stay in the league and make a ton of money. But why should anybody believe that things would change now? That is the biggest question I'd have for anyone, having watched what unfolded in those last few months in Brooklyn. Almost all of this ties back to Kyrie and the decision not only not to get the vaccination shot, but the decisions he's made in the last couple of years. He wasn't right. Part of the team at times, and the culture just disbanded over those last few weeks. in large part because of those decisions.
I agree. There's nothing you're saying I disagree with. But to me, it's the best of a lot of very bad options. And the fact that he's on a one-year opt-in means you're just trying it once and seeing what happens, understanding it probably doesn't go well. Very quickly, though, Canty, your perspective then on the Donovan Mitchell piece of it. Could be with the Knicks right here in New York. It could be with the Heat, as Fidel is saying. How about the Donovan Mitchell of it all?
I love the idea of Donovan Mitchell coming back to the New York area and playing for the Knicks. Hometown kid. He's got ties. His dad is an executive with the Mets. And there's also another connection with the Knicks organization in the Jazz. Walt Perrin, the assistant general manager with the Knicks, he used to be with the Utah Jazz. So it seems like it makes sense. Danny Ainge always strips it down when he gets there for draft picks. It seems like it's obvious the Knicks have a lot of draft capital to offer.
All right. We will see. Again, the NBA offseason continues to be absolutely fascinating. We'll have much more on it as we go. In the meantime, also here in New York last night, did you see what happened to the Yankees? Oh, my goodness. You got to see this finish. Yankees-Reds in the Bronx. Top of seven. Yanks are up 3-0, and Gerrit Cole is just mowing them down. What you just saw is a 101-mile-an-hour fastball for his 11th strikeout of the night. He gave up no runs in seven strong. So now we go to the top of the ninth. Clay Holmes is on for the save. It's now 3-1, and the bases are loaded, and that happens. The pitch gets away. A run will score. It's a 3-2 game. That's it for Holmes. Wandy Peralta comes in, facing Jonathan India. Two outs, and the bases loaded. Oh, and India comes through. That went into center field. One run will score. Two runs will score. The Reds come all the way back. They take a 4-3 lead in the ninth, so Gerrit Cole's performance goes for naught. And then Gleyber Torres with a runner on in the ninth and one out. The initial call is safe. The replay shows he's out. It's a double play, and that ends the game. The Yankees blow a three-run lead in the ninth. They lose it at home. 4-3, the fans can't believe it. And the reason is the Yankees hadn't lost in that situation all year. They were 49-0 when entering the ninth inning with a lead this year, one of two unbeaten teams in that situation. The Mets are now the only team in that situation. The Yankees have lost three straight for the first time this season. All right, coming up, Gronk says he's hanging up his spike for good. Does any of our crew believe him? And more importantly, how much trouble could it all spell for Tampa Tom? We'll answer that question. And then Lamar keeps dropping breadcrumbs on social media about his contract situation. We'll try and figure out his latest tweet and what it means as we get up with you on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We're back on Get Up. Hey, Chris Canty, this is, again, Dak Prescott teaching young campers his signature warm-up move. What do you think of this here?
I think his moves in the pregame are much better than his moves at the end of the game.
Oh.
I mean, we're fresh off of that loss in the playoffs where it was that gaffe. And so, yeah, I'm with Dak Prescott doing this. Greeny, I'm sorry, man. I got blood in the ground with the Dallas Cowboys. It's frustrating. I'm still not over that loss to the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, my goodness.
But good on Dak Prescott working with the kids, having his youth football camp. Congratulations.
Wow, that was not what we expected. Okay, to the NFL, where Buccaneers tight end Rob Gronkowski, as you know, announced his retirement in late June. It's the second time he's done that. And then yesterday, in speaking to our Patriots insider extraordinaire Mike Reese, Gronk confirmed he's done.
I'm done with football. love the game, you know, love the game, and definitely blessed with, you know, all the opportunities the game of football has given me, and the relationships I've met. But no, done with football and stepping my feet into the business world, the business ventures, and just seeing what's out there.
Drew Rosenhaus mentioned if Tom called you,
yes,
it might be tough to say no. What would be your response
well,
if that
I mean,
happens?
I would answer, obviously. You know, I would obviously answer the greatest quarterback of all times and ask him how he's doing and tell him I'm doing good. But I wouldn't go back to football now.
All right, so that's Reese hanging out in fancy places, obviously, with Rob Gronkowski. What more can you tell us from that conversation with Gronk yesterday?
Yeah, good morning, Greeny. I think if there were two words that I could sort of drill down on to describe what it was like spending time with Gronk yesterday, they would be decisive and content. You know, we know players can sometimes change their mind in the future, but I didn't get any sense that this would be headed that way with Gronk. And as you would imagine, Greeny, he was having a lot of fun at this event. At one point, they had a contest with the Gronk spike. And of course, we know the Gronk spike, 92 career regular season touchdown receptions for Gronk, usually followed by one of these spikes. And you just look at him and you see the fun he's having, flexing his muscles, letting out a scream. And that was the theme of the day, the idea that he wants to take that energy from football, bring it to the business world. This event was for his brother Chris's company, Ice Shaker, which Gronk says he wants to get more involved with.
Okay, I like it. Reese, stay with me for a second if you can. I want to bring the rest of the group in, though, Chrissy, if I can, because, you know, Sacho, you and I were talking during the break, as we could give you a second to get Sacho here, as I'm sitting here directing the show, which is not my job. But Sacho, that's exactly the point you were making to me as we were talking earlier, that this is a man having a good time, and that's the reason you believe him, and when many people don't, that he really is done.
This is why you play in the NFL. You play in the NFL, you win Super Bowls, you play with Tom Brady, so you can go and live your life. Gronk has played 11 years. He's won 4 rings. Now he finally gets to have fun. Look at what we're watching. Like, he's dancing on boats. He's spiking the ball. He's doing wrestling. Like, this is why you literally signed up for the NFL. You made your money. You won your rings. What more do you want? So for me, of course, Gronk is content. He's dancing with the Lakers girl. Like, what more do we want out of our life? And so for me, I know Gronk's not coming back because he's accomplished his goals on the field. Now he wants to go get some new goals off the field.
How about it, Diana? You talked to the folks down in Tampa Bay. What did they tell you?
Well, just to Acho's point, Gronk was doing that as a player. So I feel like if you were giving the example of anyone else, like they want to go live a good life, you know, that applies. But for Gronk, it's like it really doesn't matter. This is what makes him so special, right? Is he just never cared. He always looked like he was living his best life. But this is all about health, Greeny. And when I talk to sources in Tampa Bay, they're actually buying what Gronk is selling here. They believed what Mike Reese in that interview, what Gronk was saying. And they obviously have had conversations with Gronk, his agent. They know a lot more than probably what any of us do. But the sense I was getting from them was he's truly done. He's not going to be walking in camp in August in you know, the very hot Tampa Bay area. There is a slight door open, though. There is, and that's the thought there in Tampa, that perhaps maybe if the Bucs go on a win streak here, it's late, December, and they could use another guy like Gronk. Perhaps if he's healthy, he would consider it. But this is all on Gronk, and it looks like he's pretty content after 11 years, 2 teams, and 4 rings.
Well, and look, if indeed, let's live in a world where he really is done. Canty, you made the point earlier this morning, and there's a lot of people that are joining us here. You think that is a substantial loss for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady?
No doubt about it, because they don't have a proven wide tight end on their roster. And when I say wide, I mean a guy that can line up right next to the offensive tackle and be an instrumental part of the run game. And that's huge for Tom Brady in terms of being able to maintain that balance on the offensive end. And Gronkowski is a matchup nightmare, because if you go with him on the field and 11 personnel looks, your defense is going to try to match up with nickel. You're talking about Gronkowski blocking defensive backs. If you go base, then your defense has to match up with Gronkowski in the passing game. It's tough for defenses to match up when Gronk is on the field, and that gives a huge advantage to Tom Brady. Tampa Bay is losing a competitive edge when they don't have Gronk. But Greeny, I'm still not convinced that this is the last we've heard from Gronk on a football field.
Well, we'll see. Mike Reese, let me come back to you on that. You brought it up there. It was the agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who said it, but you've been around Gronk and Tom Brady for a really long time. Is there any doubt in your mind, Mike Reese, that at some point in time, Brady will lobby with everything he has to get Gronk coming back?
Maybe a little bit of a doubt, Greeny. You know, I think one thing about Tom and Gronk's relationship that I observed in my time, you know, when they were together here in New England, is how much Tom really cares about Gronk off the field as well. And if Diana made a great point about the health, and if Gronk is struggling health-wise, I don't think Tom would do that and would put that pressure on Gronk, putting the friendship before the football.
But he's going to make the phone call, right? At some point, that phone call that Gronk said he would answer, he's going to make the call, right?
I think he's probably going to make the call. He's the ultimate competitor, Greeny. But I believe what Gronk was selling yesterday.
Okay. So then, Satchel, let me come back to you on a point you made a little bit earlier, which is they're going to miss Gronk. And in particular, at the beginning of the season. If he does come back, it won't be at the beginning. And the beginning of the season, Satchel, is no picnic for Tampa.
No, it's a beast. You got the Cowboys, you got the Saints, the Packers, and the Chiefs. Three of those four teams made the playoffs last year, and the one that didn't has beat you four of the last five times they've played you. That's the Saints. So here are my issues. One, Gronk is gone. Number two, Chris Godwin is still – he may not be healthy by the beginning of the season. Chris Godwin, if we didn't remember, led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in targets, in receptions, like in receiving yards. This is their leading receiver. Number three, Bruce Arians is no longer the head coach, and so Todd Bowles will be coaching this team. So there's so much that needs to happen. Yes, Russell Gage is on the roster. He will step up. Maybe one of the young tight ends will step up. But my issues remain, what will Gronk do, or what will the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do while Gronk is living his best life?
Diana, can you put a quick final touch on it? Go.
If I had to make a prediction, I think Gronk is going to pull a Derek Jeter. Remember, Derek played all those years, and then as soon as he retired, he got married, and he became a father. I want to see some baby Gronks. I think that's the future for Robin Kelsey.
The world is not ready. The world is not ready.
There's the upset of them all. Reese, outstanding work. Thank you for getting up with us here in Foxborough this morning. As we continue, back to the hoop we go. The market frozen for KD and Kyrie. Is the logical step for them to run it back in Brooklyn? We'll answer that question and many more. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Delicious, meet nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
We're back on Get Up, and if there's one thing that we have learned the last few weeks, it is that when Windy speaks, we must all listen. We're going to put him on Windy Watch. Let's take a look around the league at news this morning. Brian Windhorst beginning with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, let's look at the Utah Jazz front office actions. Forget about their words. Their actions are they have traded 2 starters this offseason for draft pick-based trades. Royce O'Neal and, of course, the big one for Rudy Gobert. So you look at what they talk about for Donovan Mitchell. Expect draft pick-based discussions, which brings the New York Knicks to the front of it because they have 8 first-round picks more than the Heat or the Suns in some sort of package for Durant. Last night, while we were all talking about Donovan Mitchell, there was some significant news from Adam Silver. Talking after the owners' meetings, he made a pivot on the policy where he said he believes that the age limit should be lowered back to 18 and a reversal of things he thought in the past. You can go straight from preps to pros. And he would like to see it happen in the upcoming collective bargaining agreement. Those talks are ongoing now and could be implemented in a couple of years. If Adam Silver says it, I think it's likely to happen. This is not the union pushing for it. This is Silver. And, of course, we've got Kevin Durant. The executives are beginning to leave Las Vegas, and from what I am feeling, there is no traction on a Durant trade. The Donovan Mitchell coming onto the market, I think, is interesting. But they don't like what they've got for him, and they are now posturing like they're going to run it back and bring Durant and Kyrie Irving back. That, to me, feels like a negotiating position. But if they don't like their trade, Greeny, they don't like their trade. And maybe running it back is the most prudent decision, even if it maybe could be a little bit dramatic.
Look, I said it to you on Monday, and like most geniuses, I will not be fully appreciated until long after my time. In this case, it only took 48 hours for them to sort of come around. We had Jay Will in here a little bit earlier this morning, and he said this when it came to the possibility of keeping these guys together in Brooklyn.
It would be a last dance scenario. It would be, hey, look, Kyrie Irving, you have 1 year left on your deal. I'm not sure whether you and Kevin Durant are on good terms or not, but we couldn't get the right value for Kevin Durant. We couldn't get that second, first-round draft pick from the Lakers in the package we wanted. Let's play together. Let's play for it for 1 year, and then after you guys are done, go your separate ways.
You know, I covered the Last Dance Bulls, and there are a lot of – there's the two stars and the possibilities of their departure. There's the enigmatic third player who doesn't shoot much, like Dennis Rodman then, and now you got Ben Simmons. You got a lot of similarities when you look at these two circumstances here. So you keep saying posturing, Wendy. Friedel, that it feels to me like in this is the time of year where you don't believe anything anybody says. So I get the sense that maybe the Nets are just posturing this. But the bringing back of this group together, Friedel, you've covered them every single day since these guys got there. Is it a real possibility?
Greeny, I cannot stress to you enough how miserable the end of that last year was. Everybody in that organization, top to bottom, was just so unhappy. And the tone was set from Kyrie not getting the vax shot. But the reality is, I think everybody looked around and went, I don't know if this is actually going to work. And then we started to feel it more in the last few weeks with, will Kyrie pick up that option? Is he trying to look for a sign and trade somewhere else? We haven't heard as much from Kevin about where he stands with the organization, where he stands right now with Kyrie. So there are so many different question marks. On top of the fact, you mentioned Ben Simmons. Nobody knows what the heck kind of player he's going to be after missing more than a year. So to think that all of these different variables can come back into one group and Brooklyn, that had all these different flaws on the roster, can say, hey, we're all good again. We're one big happy family. I just think that is a huge, huge stretch for a team that is on record from Sean Marks saying we need to build our culture back up. The culture is broken. Why bring it back?
Okay, so all of that is fair. So on a morning where we are talking about a lot of superstars in the NBA, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Donovan Mitchell has now entered the conversation, and others, I want to bring the biggest star of them all into the discussion, and that's LeBron James. You're a Laker fan, Chris Canty.
Yep.
As we speak, with all of these other machinations, all these other chess pieces being moved around, is LeBron seeing his last best chance of winning one more championship slip away? Because if the Nets do decide that their best course of action, even if reluctantly, is to bring Kyrie Irving back, is that basically the end of the Lakers' best chance going forward?
Oh, yeah, gee, it's over. I mean, if the Lakers can't reconfigure their big three, and by that I mean find a way to move off of Russell Westbrook and add a better player, someone like Kyrie Irving, then there's no chance that LeBron is going to be able to get it done and compete for a championship in the West. As much as I like Anthony Davis and agree with him being one of the best bigs when he's healthy, he's not available enough. You're talking about a guy that's missed half the games the Lakers have played over the last 2 years. And Greeny, he's knocking on age 30. Show me when the last time we've seen a big man get healthier as they get older when they've had an injury history like Anthony Davis. It doesn't happen. So, yeah, I think this is LeBron James' last best chance of competing for a championship slipping away. As much as I like what Darvin Ham is saying, their new head coach, I just don't think the Lakers will have the firepower to get it done.
It's an interesting point here, Wendy. So where do the Lakers, as you ran through a four-team scenario and all these other stars, what role do the Lakers play in how all of this plays out?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of change agents that could happen. Two jump out to mind that could change the current scenario. One is if Kevin Durant comes forward and says something. Whether he says, look, I asked for a trade from the Nets, and I still want a trade from the Nets. I don't care what you think about running it back. That would tip the apple cart for sure. The second is if LeBron makes a Kyrie Irving acquisition an issue in his potential contract extension talks, which can begin next month. Now, I'm not sure that he's going to do that. I think LeBron didn't like the blowback that he got for being part of the blame for the Lakers doing the Russell Westbrook trade. I think he wants the Lakers to improve. I think he'd love to have them get Kyrie Irving, but I'm not so sure that he wants to walk in, pound his fist on the table and say, I'm not signing this unless you get Kyrie Irving. But because that is still out there, and because that is an unsettled issue, which is a significant issue for the Lakers, what LeBron's future there is going to be, I have to leave it out there on the table as something to watch for.
That's very interesting to me. Friedel, what do you think?
Greeny, who cares if LeBron signs this thing or not? I'm sitting here watching this Kevin Durant thing unfold. If we've learned anything in the last few years in the league, if a star wants to get dealt, he's gone. And he will usually find a way. So I know that that is a huge, huge issue for the Lakers organization. But recent history tells us LeBron can sign any piece of paper there is and then in a year say, I don't want to play with Russell Westbrook anymore. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. This team is a mess. They're not very good. I want out of here.
That's fair. But I will say this, just sort of taking everything at its face value in the moment in which we exist. I described the other day, and I do not mean this to sound as disrespectful to Russell Westbrook as it probably comes off. Westbrook is a Hall of Fame player, and he still has a lot left to do in the NBA. But he is such a bad fit. He is such a square peg in a round hole or whatever it is with that group that I said if they're able to turn Russell Westbrook into Kyrie Irving, it's a miracle. It's a basketball miracle that could save and provide their only chance. So to me, Chris Canty, they have to do whatever they can to make that happen. Whatever it is they can do to make that happen, that's what they need to do.
No doubt about it. And Rob Pelinka has to put that 2027 first-round draft pick that the Lakers have on the table if it means being able to flip Russell Westbrook for Kyrie Irving. We've seen that he's been hesitant to do that at the trade deadline. LeBron James expressed some frustration because they didn't do so. But I think this is something that you have to take a look at. But again, Brooklyn is holding all the cards. Both of those guys, Kai and KD, have expressed they don't want to be there. But I don't know how much leverage either one of them has in terms of forcing their way out of town, which makes this a fascinating situation.
Quick final word, Wendy, go.
New York Post today, we have a Kyrie Irving source saying he's ready to go back in Brooklyn. I find that report probably credible, and that's Kyrie's trying to take a posture on the position as well. Again, now we wait for Durant.
Friedel, renew the condo. You're coming back to Brooklyn I'm telling you right now, you're coming back to Brooklyn for another season. That's what's going to happen. Be ready. Be ready to fight that traffic on Atlantic every single night as you head to Barclays, because that's what your life is going to be for another season. Just be prepared. As we continue, here's a look at our featured event lineup this weekend and next week. Saturday afternoon, our next UFC Fight Night main cards on ABC, ESPN Deportes, and ESPN Plus. Home Run Derby's Monday from Dodger Stadium. The first episode of The Captain premieres right after that on ESPN and ESPN Plus. And then don't miss the 30th annual ESPYs next Wednesday on ABC with Steph Curry as the host. As we continue, another superstar, Lamar Jackson, keeps dropping breadcrumbs on social media about his contract situation. I've lost complete control. I'll be right back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
He's a Heisman winner, an NFL MVP, and only 25 years old. Lamar Jackson has accomplished a lot already, but 2022 could be the most consequential for the Ravens QB. Get Up is looking for that answer as we travel around NFL training camps starting in late July.
Absolutely, and he's very much in the news. We're 1 week away from the first NFL training camps opening, and so Chris Canty is here with the top five questions heading into camp.
Okay, Greeny, let's go out to the Bay Area to kick off the list at number five. We got Trey Lance, and we spent a lot of time talking about the other quarterback this offseason in San Francisco, the Jimmy Garoppolo of it all, but you're talking about a guy that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch invested 3 first-round draft picks a year ago in trying to get him, and you're talking about them sitting him for the majority of the season. So the question that I have, will Trey Lance be able to justify the investment that the brass from the 49ers have made in order to get him to be their starting quarterback in 2022?
I love it. Number four.
Number four, we're going to stay in the Bay Area, Deebo Samuel. This is a guy that knows he wants a new contract, but has openly said that he doesn't want to stay in San Francisco, worried about the longevity of his career. We know the numbers for the contract are going to fall somewhere between A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill. It's a question of whether or not the 49ers can pay him that money, or if he's adamant that he wants to force his way out through a hold in. Check it in at number three, Greeny, we got Tua Tagovailoa. Can he save his job as the starting quarterback in Miami? And listen, this is the guy that Chris Greer passed on in order to this is the guy that Chris Greer took and passed on Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. So we're going to always view Tua through that lens. The organization took a big swing going out and getting Tyreek Hill and investing a first and a second round draft pick, amongst other things, to get him. Paid the wide receiver $30 million. Tua's got to make it work with him. Right now, Greeny, I'm not sure that Tua's not the fourth best quarterback in his own division, and that's saying a lot. Checking in at number two, Mike McCarthy. Yes, because we're Get Up, we have to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy, is he in a make-or-break season in Dallas with Sean Payton looming out there and the open love affair that Jerry Jones has had with his former offensive coordinator? It's hard not to think that Mike McCarthy could potentially be on the hot seat if he doesn't get this team to the championship rounds. And what I mean by that is at least a conference championship, and ideally for Jerry in a Super Bowl. They paid their quarterback $40 million a year. They paid a running back $90 million once upon a time. They have championship aspirations, and they hired Mike McCarthy because he had a championship ring. He's got to be able to deliver on that. And number one question, we got to go to my former team, the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. My guy, Lamar Jackson, can the Ravens get something done? Eric DaCosta, Steve Bisciotti, back up the Brinks truck. The guy is posting on his social media with a grill that says, I need money. I don't know that you need a more obvious sign, guys. Get the deal done. You know it's going to be north of what Deshaun Watson just got. Yesterday's price ain't today's price. He wants a fully guaranteed deal because he's a former MVP, and he's 25 years old, and he's had your team in the playoffs 3 of the 4 years he's been the starter. Go ahead and get him his bag.
Well, that's really, first of all, that's really well done. Second of all, let's dive into that number one there, because that clearly is, at this moment, the number one story in the sport. It's Lamar Jackson. You just interpreted, and I agree with you, there's no other way to interpret that message, I need money. Help me interpret this one. He now has posted on social media, silence is golden. And this one was an actual tweet. And he's, you know, got the emojis after it and all the rest of that. So help me figure out what this one means. Diana, let me go to you if I can. Do I have Diana ready to go again? That's the first tweet, or that's not even a tweet. He just changed his profile picture to say, I need money. That's the grills. And now he puts up there, silence is golden. Diana Russini, what are we supposed to make of this?
Well, I'm going to punt my diploma that I got from George Mason University and apply for some major out there to kind of break down emojis and social media postings, because that's basically what we're doing here, because they've done such a good job of being tight-lipped in Baltimore about this deal. So where does this leave us? First of all, he tweets silence is golden. And I think that's going to be in reference to the fact that he was not chosen as a top 10 quarterback around the league that the ESPN list posted yesterday. So that's probably what that's in reference to. And the thing is, that theme, silence is golden, is actually what he's lived by over the last few months, because we haven't really been able to find out too much information. That being said, he recently did just talk about it, and he said he thinks that this could be done by training camp. It sounded like everything was going well. Yes, this little sideshow here on social media makes you think maybe it's not as smooth as we are being led to believe. But the sense I get from also talking to people in the Ravens organization who don't like to share too much, because I've been trying to find out what the number is right now, can't seem to get that at this moment. But I just keep hearing optimistic reactions that this will get done for training camp. And guys, training camp is just a few days away.
Yeah, I mean, we're right around the corner in some cities. So, Sacho, I'll come to you. Help me interpret this. The breadcrumbs is how we described it earlier that he's dropping on social media. What do you make of it?
This is as clear as day. The silence is golden tweet is in direct response to the fact that he wasn't named as a top 10 quarterback by this anonymous ESPN list. Now, my thing is, put your name behind it. You don't got him in the top 10. Somebody put your name behind it. But what's even bigger is this. Lamar Jackson has consistently proven people wrong. When he got drafted, the last pick in the first round, they asked him, do you have any message to anyone you wanted, to the haters? And he said, I'm going to make them eat their words. And he has done that so far. MVP season, 14-2 in 2019. Like, so Lamar Jackson is obviously a top 10 quarterback. But what I'm excited about is how he's going to make people eat their words again who are calling him not in this part of this top 10 list.
It's interesting because, Chris Canty, that list was a vote. It was the sort of they put together all these different executives and coaches and scouts and players. So it is representative to at least some degree of the way the people inside the sport view the players. And there is at least, it's not just one anonymous person. This is a collection of people who make their business in pro football deciding that right this minute they don't think Lamar Jackson is a top 10 quarterback, whether we all agree with it or not, notwithstanding. What does that say to us?
That's a level of disrespect, but I think it's because the way that Lamar Jackson goes about his business is unconventional. It's not something that we're used to seeing quarterbacks have success in the traditional sense with. And so I think we are ushering in a new era of football, and Lamar Jackson is at the forefront of that. But Greeny, as far as Lamar Jackson's tweet goes, I don't know that it's in reference to the ESPN list. I mean, I'd rather be overpaid than underrated. I think it has to do with the contract and trying to get something done before training camp. And if the Ravens aren't coming to the table with the offer that Lamar Jackson wants, he doesn't have to do anything. He's in the catbird seat. He's seen guys like Dak Prescott, like Kirk Cousins, get their money. And Dak, you're talking about him having a major injury in a contract year and still getting $40 million a year with $70 million in year one. So if the Ravens want to play that game, Lamar Jackson is going to win it. So this is ultimately about Lamar sitting back and waiting for the Ravens to come to him with the contract that he's comfortable with.
We'll wait and see. The one thing I'll tell you for sure is he has now become a very important social media follow if you care about football. In the meantime, I have to get to my new favorite sport, and that is Finnish baseball. Baseball in Finland. Take a look at what happens here, Chris Canty. This guy dives.
Oh, no.
Where's he going? Why? And so many questions.
Well, Greeny, he's laying out now. I respect the commitment all the way. There is no brakes. It's all gas right here. He just doesn't have the hand-eye coordination to get the ball.
Why is there, like, the stream that, like, Andy Taylor and Opie were fishing in back in the open of the Andy Griffith Show a million years ago, right behind the fence in this game? Sacho, help me.
Greeny, we've got it all wrong. In America, we're playing spike ball with a little circle thing. This is what we need to be playing. We need to be playing this, some type of baseball with oceans and rivers around us. That's what needs to happen next.
But look, a baseball, Diana, is always trying to find a way to attract a younger demographic. Maybe this is it. What do you think of this, Diana?
This is definitely way more exciting than any baseball game I've watched this summer, so I'm all in on this.
He's diving for the ball, and he winds up in a stream. Okay, by the way, our next Heineken rivalry game is on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the app. It's tonight. It's the Minnesota United, the Loons, who've won three straight, hosting Sporting Kansas City in St. Paul. Coverage begins at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Top of the hour, first take coming your way here on ESPN. Should the Nets run it back with Kyrie and KD? What would Donovan Mitchell make the Knicks? First take follows us every day here on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, and as we finish up for today, again, the huge story from Woj late yesterday afternoon that the Utah Jazz are now willing to listen to trade offers for all-star guard Donovan Mitchell. This obviously is an enormous move because it impacts the potentially so many different teams. What does it mean for Utah as part of it? What does it mean for the Brooklyn Nets and the Kevin Durant trade? What does it mean for the Knicks, who have been trying to land a superstar, and Mitchell has been someone on their radar for a long time? Wendy, as with all these different moving pieces, what are the most important things the basketball fans should be thinking about right now?
Yeah, I think the Utah Jazz are going to be focused on eliciting the greatest offer they can get from the New York Knicks. Everything that you might hear in the coming days is to probably bait the hook to get the Knicks to go all in for Donovan Mitchell. This exact process worked behind the scenes for Rudy Gobert. They pretended like they didn't really want to trade him. And even though nobody can figure out who Minnesota was actually bidding against, it ended up getting a huge price. There are actually going to be multiple bidders for Donovan Mitchell. They're going to be high profile. Some of it's going to take place in public. And I think that's ultimately what the Jazz are looking for. Get the Knicks to throw everything in to try to get this star player.
And by everything, you mean all those draft picks, which they have more than anyone else in the
league. I don't know about all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. They have eight of them right now, but as many as they possibly can. Fidel, how about you? To you, what right now, what are the most important things the basketball fan should be thinking about?
Greeny, everybody needs to take a deep breath as it pertains to the KD Kyrie drama and where they may land. I did not talk to one person in Vegas who thought this thing would happen like that. It's going to take a while. It could stretch into the year, especially for Kevin, but I wouldn't expect any deal to come down quick. Sean Marks and the Nets want to take their time and try to get as many offers and take the best one they possibly can.
So again, Fidel, I'm going to ask you to do something reporters hate to do, but you cover that team closely. If no trade has been made, would you expect Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving to show up to training camp to prepare for a season the way players normally do and go about their business despite all of this hovering around them?
I would expect Kevin to do so. Greeny, it would still surprise me if Kyrie got to camp. After everything the Nets organization went through with him, I don't know how they can spin a happy face on all of that. They know what it's like without him. I think they would keep him away if possible.
And then Canty would finish it up with you, and you and Chris Carlin will be coast to coast on ESPN Radio in just a moment. What are the most important pieces in all of this to you?
Well, I'm a Lakers fan, Greeny, so the Kyrie Irving of it all is what I'm most interested in. But if the Lakers can't make a deal for Kyrie, then it's clear that LeBron James is going to be doing more winning off the court in L.A. than on the court, because I don't think that they can contend at a championship level unless they reconfigure their big three.
Yeah, super quick, Wendy, I got 15 seconds. How about that? Is it Kyrie or bust for LeBron and the Lakers?
Yeah, I think that's the best player they can possibly hope of getting. They just don't like the price. And frankly, Greeny, there's nobody else bidding. So I don't necessarily blame them for holding firm.
All right, just an outstanding day. Thank you, everybody, for getting up with us here. Thank you for getting up with us. We will see you back in Better Than Ever, same time, same place tomorrow. The fun continues with First Take now.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.